No, she said, rising. She wanted a rage to hurt him, as he'd hurt her, to warn him that when she was queen, she would have him exiled if he ever dared strike her again. But she remembered what the hound had told her, so all she said was, I shall do whatever His Grace commands. As I do, he replied. Yes, but you are no true knight, Sir Meryn. Sandor Clegane would have laughed at that, Sansa knew. Other men might have cursed her, warned her to keep silent, even beg for her forgiveness. Sir Meryn Trant did none of these. Sir Meryn Trant simply did not care. The balcony was deserted save for Sansa. She stood with her head bowed, fighting to hold back her tears, while below Joffrey sat on his iron throne and dispensed what it pleased him to call justice. 9 cases out of 10 seemed to bore him. Those he allowed his council to handle, squirming restlessly while Lord Baelish, Grand Maester Pycelle, or Queen Cersei resolved the matter. When he did choose to make a ruling, though, not even his Queen Mother could sway him. A thief was brought before him, and he had Sir Ilion chop his hand off, right there in court. 2 knights came to him with a dispute about some land, and he decreed that they should duel for it on the morrow. To the death, he added.